Welcome to Baby Tour Guide's Montessori Babies podcast. I'm your host and baby tour guide, Bianca Solorsino, and for the last decade, I have dedicated myself to helping parents, educators, and caregivers optimize baby development through a Montessori lens. This podcast is all about evolving our Montessori practice to make our time with our sweet babies easier, relaxed, and so much fun. Let's jump into it. Hi guys, welcome to season 2, episode 22 of our Montessori Babies show. Again, I'm kind of talking a little bit quiet today because I am recording during my son's nap and he's been a little bit tender and kind of waking up a lot. So I am speaking a bit softer, but I'm so excited for today's episode. It's short and sweet, but filled with some really amazing information. First, I just want to start with how incredibly grateful I am for all of you. And I'm so happy to announce that our podcast has officially reached 200,000 downloads. When I saw this number, my mind was actually blown. And I'm just so thankful for each and every one of you who has been listening to the show. And it's truly an honor to be, you know, even a small support or inspiration in your journey with your baby. So in honor of this and in honor of it being the fall season, those of you that follow me on Instagram might know that for this beginning of the fall season, I've been offering my workshop, my Montessori workshop on fostering independence for free. That ends Friday the 13th of October. Oh, that sounds spooky, but it's not. It's just the date that I chose. So Friday the 13th is the very last day that you will be able to enroll in the workshop for free. I also want to announce that because we have reached 200,000 downloads, and because it is the end of this promo and it's the fall season, I am so excited to announce that next week, Monday, October 16th through Friday, October 20th, I am hosting the biggest promotion I have literally ever offered and the longest promotion I have ever offered at this price for the Montessori Babies course. You guys know the Montessori Babies course is my bread and butter course. It is everything that I teach and suggest as far as understanding and implementing Montessori from birth, even before birth, if you're an expectant parent, through toddlerhood. So it has everything from, you know, how you set up the environments, the toys to offer, with links to all the materials I suggest, how and when to offer the materials. And beyond the materials, you first learn how to prepare yourself. You learn about the pedagogy and the approaches to take. I cover eating, behaviors, positive parenting. So literally everything that you need that I suggest for infancy and young toddlerhood is in this course. Usually it is $252, but for next week only, you will be able to enroll for only $97. I have worked really hard to get this promotion live and I hosted it once before. There was such amazing feedback from you guys, so I just wanted to be able to offer it again. And what better time to offer it than in honor of reaching that 200,000 download mark. So next week, meet me in my Instagram, or if you aren't on my email list, jump on my email list, download the free workshop that gets you on my email list. It's in the show notes. And join us, join this community. It's an incredible community. We have an awesome Facebook group that you'll get access to, and it's global parents who are all implementing Montessori with their babies at home, and we just support each other, and it's just wonderful. So anyway, I am so excited for everyone to join. Another really fun little tidbit of info is that if you are the very first person to enroll, you will be getting a full scholarship to the course, and it will first be offered to my email list. So definitely jump on my email list. And that's that. I'm so excited about our launch next week. So this week's episode is all about non-Montessori toys and things that I do, because I often get, you know, questions from parents who are either coming into Montessori after already having done stuff with their babies, you know, that wouldn't necessarily be considered quote Montessori, or, you know, just parents who are flowing through the rhythm of early parenthood and, you know, you get gifted stuff, you see things, maybe your baby's interested in certain things. I just wanted to be very transparent with you as far as the stuff that I'm doing with my son and why I'm doing them and how, you know, I incorporate Montessori with that. So before I jump into those few things, I first want to start with our quote. I do believe that I have read this quote to you guys before on the show. It is by Dr. Montessori, and I'm just reinforcing it because I too love to reread quotes over time, and this one is just a really, really important one. So I thought I'd bring it back out, especially if you're new to the show, then you're probably hearing it for the first time. So, Dr. Montessori said, The development of the child during the first 3 years after birth is unequaled in intensity and importance by any period that precedes or follows in the whole life of the child. And that's why I do what I do. I have not only, you know, just kind of believed in this since I started studying and understanding what happens in their brain, but having worked one-on-one with a classroom of infants myself, and then helping parents implement Montessori support baby development through Montessori for all this time, I over and over will talk about just the importance of these first few years. And, you know, up until recently, the idea was to kind of get through the first few years until you can kind of start the quote schooling stuff. But now, you know, we know how important these years are to setting them up for success in those schooling years and in relationships and social situations and concentration and literally everything. So now we get to dive into our topic, which is the non-Montessori toys and things I do. So this is a short and sweet little chat episode, but the first thing that I'm not rigid on would be toys. You know, just like probably most of you, my son has been gifted, you know, toys like at his first birthday party. So what I do with the non-Montessori toys is essentially just apply the principles. I definitely still allow him to play with them. You know, they can be incredibly exciting and, you know, they're equally as exciting for me. I mean, maybe not equally, well, maybe equally as exciting for me because, you know, there's a lot of really amazing toys out there. And so what I try to do is apply the same principles, right? So I'm rotating them in. I make it as child powered, brain powered as possible. And then I'll scaffold the material as necessary, right? So my son was gifted an Etch-a-Sketch that had these stamps that came along with it. And so what I did initially was I presented the Etch-a-Sketch. I'm saying present as if I presented a Montessori lesson, but that's essentially what I did, right? So I showed him how to use it. And then once he got the hang of it, once I noticed that he was using it and everything, I added in one little stamp and then I added in another and then I added in another. And now he's using them and able to kind of put them back, because sometimes what happens is if you offer everything all at once, you know, they're very overstimulated and can, you know, start to kind of explore it in a wide variety of ways, which can be a really good thing. But also as far as just teaching him, you know, what it's for with that same Montessori principle of it having a purpose, I aimed to infuse, you know, a similar type of principle. And now it's working really well. So that's one example of a toy. Another example of a toy would be, you know, his stuffed animals. He definitely has some snuggly stuffed animals that he keeps on his bed. And, you know, we talk about the types of animals they are. We incorporate them in our reading, something of the sort. So, and then also having a child development background as well. I have a degree in child development. I also see, you know, the benefits to these items on that side of it. So those are some of the examples of the toys. Another way I would say that I'm not necessarily rigidly Montessori is with the books and songs and stuff like that that I'm offering him. More traditional Montessori books would show live children or pieces of art and, you know, stick to more of the concrete reality, especially in the first plane of development, which is 0 to 6 in the absorbent mind. And the reason for that is because they're a concrete learner at this point, because they're learning about what their world is. All that said, I would say because my dad is a linguistics teacher, you know, he's taught different languages and also linguistics in itself, I was exposed to so much reading and books. And I have so many books that I was excited to share from my childhood that, you know, may have a little bit of fantasy in them, but have a gorgeous rhythmic poem that is amazing for his language development, you know, stuff like that. And I think that, you know, there's something to be said about reading books and entering a story and getting to, you know, travel into a storyline through a story, you know, through a book. So of course I am, you know, shadowing the info that's not developmentally appropriate, but I'm also, you know, not necessarily only offering Montessori aligned books. You know, like I offered him If You Give a Mouse a Cookie, or there's another book called Grumpy Monkey that we were gifted actually, but that my son has loved ever since he was tiny. And to this day, it's like all ripped up and, you know, I've kind of done book surgery on it and taped it up and it's still sitting on his shelf. It's not part of the book rotation. I leave it out because he asks for it literally every day. So that's something I'm definitely, you know, open to, is a variety of books because of the benefits of things like, you know, language the rhythmic language, the big words, the variety of stories, all of that's so good for their brain development. And so, yeah, I just incorporate as many books as I can into his little book rotation. And again, still apply the Montessori principles to like the book rotation. Another little, I guess, tip would be to offer not only books that are catered to this specific age. Sometimes books that are catered to infants can be, you know, very short, catered to what the development of concentration typically looks like at this age. But because the principles allow us to focus and hone in on the development of concentration based off of the way that we're offering the materials and what we put on the walls, stuff like that, I would definitely suggest incorporating longer stories from the start if possible, because it will just show them that there is a wide variety and they'll be a lot more likely to, you know, sit through those longer stories versus kind of having to slowly expand it as they get older. And I've seen that, you know, over and over as well. I still offer those other shorter, you know, stories that are the board books that, you know, like my first 100 words and, you know, stuff like that. I still offer those, but mixed in with some longer stories, some medium stories, some poems, you know, stuff like that. So that's a little tip for you there. And then the third thing where I'm not, I guess, rigidly Montessori would be when it comes to the cultural traditions of my family, because not everything perfectly aligns with Montessori. But like, for example, in my family, like if you just listen to the fall episode, I talked about Halloween and how it's a big deal in my family with my siblings. And so I am going to be including, honoring, and empowering my child through the Montessori principles while still empowering him as a capable member of his home community and his culture and his, you know, time and place. And that was the overarching Montessori idea anyway. That was her goal. And so for me personally, I think that that's what works best for my son and our family. But as with everything, like I always say, I want you to just make the best decision for you and for your baby and what you feel like is best for your child. You know, you will ultimately know what's best. All I try to do here on my end is to give you the information that I've learned both in my studying and in my personal experience. And then now, you know, the pieces of information that I'm learning on my own motherhood journey. So my point of sharing these things that I do that aren't necessarily Montessori is to show you that you can also just relax into your parenthood journey. You know, I know a lot of you come to learn about this, you know, already in your parenthood journey. And so I don't want you to feel like you've done things wrong or anything like that, because all we can do is, you know, best support our babies with the information we have and the support that we have. So essentially just know that I think that you're an amazing parent and that you're here with us all learning and growing together, figuring it out as we go. And you can absolutely just use the principles that you learn here. If you join my course, it's all mapped out for you, and infuse that into your home with your child and your family and your culture and your community. And you will absolutely be setting them up for a lifetime of self-driven, peaceful learning. So that was it. That is the extent of this little short and sweet episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it and, you know, found a little bit of peace in, you know, the non-Montessori things that I shared. Also, just to remind you to join my email list or follow me on Instagram to jump into our Montessori Babies course next week for only $97. I am so, 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 so excited for that. So anyway, thank you so much for listening to season 2, episode 22 of our Montessori Babies show, and I will catch you in our next episode. Bye. Hey, it's Bianca, your baby tour guide here, hopping back in to say thank you again for listening to this episode of our Montessori Babies podcast. If you found this episode helpful, I would absolutely love if you would screenshot this episode and share it in your stories and tag me at Baby Tour Guide. Also, leaving a review is really helpful in helping other parents and caregivers find our show. Dr. Montessori said, "The greatness of the human personality begins at the hour of birth," and you, as their parent and guide or caregiver, are just the perfect person for that job. I'm so, so honored to be even a small part on your journey. And just remember that we're in this together.